Clowns, of course, come in all shapes and sizes. That's kind of their thing. You've got the happy clowns like Bozo.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Howdy, boys and girls.
Howdy,
and a hey-de-hoo and a howdy to you, good buddy.
Okay. Then you got your more sinister clowns like the Joker.
I don't want to kill you. What would I do without you? No, you. You complete me.
I still prefer Jack Nicholson. Then you got Krusty the Clown, who is in a category all his own.
Hope you enjoyed that, kids, because Krusty's out of here for the summer. In the meantime, we'll be running classic Krusty.
Now, Atlanta can boast its own clown prince. His name is Puddles, also known as the sad clown with the golden voice. You may have been one of the 16 million people on YouTube to see him perform this song.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies. And I'm not proud of my address.
Wow, quite a voice, quite a voice. And behind that voice and behind all of the makeup is a real guy named Mike Geyer. He's going to perform this weekend in Atlanta, and he joins us in our studio up in Atlanta. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Hi. It's a fabulous day here in Atlanta.
Lovely. It's fabulous down here in Macon, where I am as well. This Puddles thing, like, it's a really singular tableau, right? Because one thing that we haven't mentioned is that you are tall, like NBA tall. You're this big dude. You play this clown who has this extraordinarily severe presence, owing in part to your height, sings these pop songs in a very accomplished voice, but I think maybe a deliberately kind of stilted style. Like, this is just a weird stew of ingredients. Where did this come from?
Puddles introduced himself to me when I was a bartender, and I played in some bands, and I was a bartender here in Atlanta. And he showed up one day, sat at the bar, didn't bother anybody, didn't say anything. He just motioned for some. He likes to drink a soda pop. So he tried every kind of soda on every kind of pop on the gun that I had. There's a little soda gun, right?
Oh, yeah.
Every single one of them, the cola, the root beer. He tried the tonic, the soda water, and then once he had each one of those, he asked for a one drink with all of them combined. And I was like, I really liked his style. So we've become kind of partners, inseparable since then. Yeah. Yeah.
Where does his singing style come from?
I think it comes from just all the miles on his shoes. He's been going through his whole life picking up crazy experiences, and it has just been molding him along the way. You can hear some things like he's a fan of Tony Bennett, and he's a fan of Scott Walker, but he's also
Scott Walker, the governor of Wisconsin?
No!
Oh, sorry.
Scott Walker, the great singer. He was in the Walker Brothers in the 60s. They did a song called The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine Anymore. He's a fan of those guys. But he's also a fan of contemporary singers as well. He really likes contemporary sounds as well as the classic singers from days gone by. As well as, you know, he likes opera. You know, who doesn't like opera a little bit? I mean, it all is part of the soup that comes out whenever he performs.
Puddles the Clown shows are called Puddles Pity Party. Puddles does not talk at all on stage. He merely sings. Here is a clip of him performing You Don't Know Me, made famous by Albany, Georgia's own Ray Charles.
You don't know me. No, you don't know the one who dreams of you at night and longs to kiss your lips, longs to hold you tight.
Oh, listen to that.
I'm just a friend. That's all I've ever been.
That's beautiful.
It is beautiful. Puddle's,
that's beautiful.
He's got a soft spot.
I wasn't at that performance, and no. I saw it online, and I was like, he was really giving it,
feeling it,
giving it the juice. It was really emotive, and that band was hilarious.
Has Puddles had his heart broken?
Oh yeah, you could say that again. I mean, he's had his heart broken. Not in the typical. I don't think in the typical ways, like. He had a dog that ran away when he was taking him for a walk one time over in the he was taking his dog for a walk in this abandoned factory in this part of Atlanta called Cabbage Town,
right.
And his dog just walked away from him. He just said, "I gotta quit you," and so he's had his heart broken in a lot of ways. But I think that he told me about that one experience. It really stands out. When he's just taking his dog for a walk, and the dog just looks at him and just walks away. No explanation. He went home.
Yeah, it's to be rejected by a clown's best friend. That's pretty, you can't imagine it getting much lower than that.
That's a bummer.
What does Puddles make of his YouTube stardom?
Buying shoes online. When you buy shoes online, and then you get the shoes, and they're, you thought you were buying the right size, and they're the wrong size.
Oh.
I mean, that's...
Oh, the pain.
Yeah, and you have to return them?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
It is terrible. That's what happens when you go on the internet, right? But Puddles has been going on the internet a lot lately and doing very well on the YouTubes. What does Puddles make of that?
He's pretty dumbfounded by it. He's just doing what he's doing, and it seems to be resonating with a group of people, for the most part, pretty positively. People are really seem to be moved by what he's doing and the way he's doing it, and the way he can when he's performing, he can really just look you in the eye, and he conveys this emotion through song and his mannerisms, and people are really seem to be very, very affected by it. Some people get kind of squirmy about it, but you know, he might not be for everybody, but he seems to be really resonating with a really wide, diverse group of people, young people and also old people, older people. And he seems to have a big fan base among like middle-aged guys. He gets fan letters and emails and posts on Facebook saying, "I don't know what it is about you, but my granddaughter, my kid turned me on to your videos, and you just, there's something about, I've never written a fan letter in my life, but there's something about what you're doing is really connecting with me." And that, I think that's really interesting. That says something about
middle-aged dudes, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, middle-aged, I think guys come, it's tough to be a guy. You're taught to be sensitive,
so,
and you're taught to be tough, and it's, those are conflicting emotions. Puddles allows you to be able to find your strength in your sensitivity, I think.
Absolutely. We're talking to Mike Geyer. He is a performer, a singer, a comedian, may or may not actually be Puddles the Clown. We won't reveal that. But outside of Puddles, Mike, you do an Elvis show each year called the Elvis Royale. You perform on stage with a dancing girl and a big band, and you do not dress up as Elvis, I understand, but you kind of evoke his energy. Let's hear a clip from one of these performances of a song that Elvis famously covered.
Oh, that's a good song.
What do you
song.
Like about Elvis, Mike?
Oh, Elvis has it all. He's a total package. He's got the looks, he's got the sound, he's got the moves. That's what I love it. He's the triple threat.
I understand that you believe that Elvis may, in fact, still be around and watching you on YouTube. What do you think he's doing?
Well, you know, there's a theory that he's left this mortal coil, but I still think it's possible that he's still knocking around. I'm convinced. I was in South Florida one time, and I saw a guy riding a bicycle, pull it up to a tattoo shop, and he looked just like Elvis. And he went into the tattoo shop, locked his bike up, and I'm convinced that Elvis, he dropped out, he opened a tattoo shop, coffee shop, somewhere on the west coast of Florida.
I can't see Elvis riding a bicycle. If his pants are too tight that he can't get down on his knees for a lovely lady, they're certainly too tight for him to get on a bicycle.
Pants too tight? Well, I don't know. You know, he's a triple threat. Who knows? I mean, he's living in rarefied air that you and I, we're not
part
of that.
Did he seem to lean out a little bit? I mean, did the bicycle lifestyle help him with his physique?
Oh, he was super, super fit. He was brown. He's just super tan and... You know, he's had tattoos on his knuckles. I couldn't read what this said. I was just like, look at that. That could be Elvis. Look at him. He looked just like him. Yeah, it was. So that's when I became convinced. I'm like, oh,
yes,
okay, now
that he's still around.
But
and
I'm going
does
to give
that,
him a space.
Does that put pressure on your performances when you're doing Elvis? That you know that in fact he might be watching.
No, I try not to think about that too much. I try to do my own thing and not worry about. Other people. I just try to do my thing, and if people like it, people like it.
Well, your thing is definitely what you do. Been speaking with Atlanta singer Mike Geyer. This weekend, he's going to perform as Puddles, or rather, Puddles will just be in a room, and maybe Mike will be in the back somewhere.
Maybe.
Puddles is, of course, the sad clown with the golden voice. You can catch him Sunday night at 7:30 at the Center Stage Theater in Atlanta. Mike, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Pleasure's all mine.